Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God I'm able to speak to you all this first time. And I think my translator also feels the same because it's the first time. So we are very thankful that just now you prayed for us. I think this is a very good practice of the Chinese congregation which must remain. Because without God's help, no preacher is able to preach the word of God. And this is the same principle. This same principle applies for the translator. So please continue with the same practice. The topic that has been assigned to me today is the calling of deacons in the church. This is a very pertinent topic for us. Because if I am not mistaken, Tabernacle BP is going to have the election of deacons soon. So this message is important for these few reasons. Number one, so that you may know who to elect as deacons.
第一呢，就是我们可以学习到要怎么样选长子。
Number two, those who are nominated may know whether they are suitable to do the work of a deacon.
第二呢，就是被选上的人，他们将知道要怎么做才是个适合的执事。
And that as they continue to serve as a deacon, they may serve faithfully.
这样的话，他们当执事的时候，他们可以忠心的做这份工。
And lastly, that for all of us who are ordinary congregation members, we may know how to show our support and appreciation to these deacons.
最后是为了我们会众，我们就可以学习到怎样对我们的执事有着感恩的心。
Because as you will see from today's passage, their calling is not one that is going to be easy.
因为从今天的信息中，我们可以看得出来，他们这个服事不是容易的。
In fact, for them to qualify as deacons, the bar is set to be very high.
因为他们要做执事的时候，那个标准是很高的。
But in the first place, is it biblical to have deacons?
但是，是不是圣经的教导让我们必须有执事？
Because if the Bible says that we should not have deacons, then we might as well not have deacons.
要是如果圣经没有说我们必须要有执事，那我们干脆就不要有执事。
But we thank God that the Bible indeed tells us that we should have deacons.
但感谢神，圣经的确的有告诉我们，我们是应该有执事的。
So what we have in Tabernacle is very biblical.
所以我们在帐幕堂有的是合乎圣经的。
But what are these deacons supposed to do?
但这些执事应该做什么呢？
If you look at history, you will realize that the church is very confused concerning what these deacons are supposed to do.
从历史上看来，执事就是教会的人，其实也很感觉到混乱，不知道执事应该要做什么。
There are some people who say we should not have deacons.
有些人说我们不应该有执事。
There are some people who say they are nothing more than slaves.
有些人说他们只是个仆人。
But then there are also those who say that deacons are even above the elders of the church.
有些人说执事比长老还要有权威。
So they are even above the pastor of the church.
所以他们比牧师还要有权力。
So in history, you ever have such things called archdeacon, archdeacon when it's
最高的最高的职事，就是说有些教会他们也有那种
最高的
最高的职事。
Everybody must listen to them.
你个人都得听他们的话。
Including all the pastors of the, all the of all the churches in the area.
就连那些牧师都必须得听他们的话。
Is this what a deacon is supposed to do?
这是不是一个执事得做的事？
We shall look at today's passage and see.
所以我们要看今天的信息。
Acts chapter 6 verse 1.
使徒行传六章第一节。
And verse 1 tells us, and in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration.
使徒行传六章第一节，那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Bear in mind, this verse occurs shortly after Pentecost.
要谨记得，在这个这个事件的发生是五十旬节之后。
What happened during Pentecost?
五十旬节发生了什么事？
What happened was that there were many people that were converted.
在那个时候有很多人信主了。
In fact, if I believe there were about 5,000.
Okay, 大概是有5,000个人。
Or is it 3,000, sorry.
对不起，是3,000个人。
Then later on, after Pentecost,Peter spoke further, and there were added to the church another 5,000.
在五旬节之后，使徒彼得说又有5,000人信主了。
So that means in a very short period of time, the church grew by 8,000.
也就是说，在一个很短的时间内，教会就增加了8,000个信徒。
How big is Tabernacle?
帐幕堂多大
？Well, I don't think we have. 8,000 people.
我们没有8,000个信徒。
I don't think we are even 10% of that number.
我们也不至于有他们10%。
So you can imagine the problem the church faced in governing the people.
所以你可以想象，在教会可以遇到多少问题。
And so this is exactly what happened in verse 1.
所以。第一节说的是就是这样。
The number of disciples was multiplied.
信徒增加了许多。
There were thousands and thousands of disciples.
有几千个信徒。
And the word disciples tells us that they are not just there to hear the gospel, they are really actively seeking to know the Lord.
所以门徒增加了。他们是非常的乐意，很想要追寻，神的话语。
They were actively attending Bible classes.
他们很积极的参加慕道班。
They wanted to know the word of God very well.
他们想认识神的话语。
And with this came problems.
然后就问题来了。
There arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews.
就有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。
Now, who are these Grecians? How do they come about?
这些希腊人是谁来的？
说希腊的分的犹太人。
哦，说对不起，是说希腊话的犹太人，他们是谁来的
？This you have to go all the way back to the Old Testament.
这个我们就要回到旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament, we are told in 586 BC, Israel was destroyed.
在旧约五百 主前的586年
以色列
被亡魂。
And then the Jews were dispersed all throughout the nations, all throughout the world.
犹太人被分散到世界各地。
And that was hundreds of years before this incident.
所以是有几百年前的事发生后就有了这件事。
Israel did not return back as a nation by this time.
以色列没有复国。
Is only returned back as a nation during our time in 1948.
以色列只是在1948年的时候才复国。
So some of these people, some of these Jews were spread into nations far and wide.
所以有些犹太人被分散到世界各地去。
And as time goes by, some of these Jews, they have forgotten their own language, which is the Hebrew language.
所以随着时间的流逝，有些犹太人就已经忘记了希伯来文。
This is nothing strange.
这不是一件很稀奇的事。
You can see that in Singaporeans.
你也可以从新加坡人里面看到。
I am a living example of what it means to forget a language.
传道就是个活生生的例子。
If not, I would be speaking to you in Mandarin.
要不然他就早就会用华语来跟你们讲道。
One of my deepest regrets is that I never took the study of Chinese seriously.
他觉得最遗憾的是他没有把华文学好。
If not now, I would gladly have spoken to you in Mandarin.
要不然他现在会很乐意的跟大家以华语来传道。
But thank God for my sister here who can translate. 很感谢有这位姐妹可以帮我们翻译。And so this is exactly what happened.
所以这就是实际的。
Remember, this is over hundreds of years.
请记得这是几百年前的事。
Singapore is not even 50 years old.
连新加坡都没有50岁。
And I am like this. My Mandarin is so horrible.
然后传到的话了就已经是这样。
This is what happened. So some they have forgotten their language. They only know the main language of the time.
所以有的犹太人他们已经忘记了自己的语言。
They only knew Greek, which is the main language of the time.
所以他们只知道希腊文，就是那个国家所立定要说的语言。
It's just like now in Singapore, the main language that we speak is English.
就好像在新加坡现在说的语言是英文。
I am a Chinese.
我是个华人。
But I'm speaking English.
但是我说英语。
Same for them.
跟他们一样。
They are Jews.
他们是犹太人。
But they are speaking Greek.
但他们说希腊语。
They know not one word of Hebrew.
他们不知道希伯来文。
On the other hand, you have another group which knew Hebrew very well.
但我们也有另外一组的犹太人，他们知道犹太话。
And so you can see what will happen.
所以你就可以看得到将会发生什么。
Many problems, many misunderstandings.
有许多的误会，许多的问题。
And one of the problems that occurred was that the widows of the Grecians, they were not well looked after.
其中一个问题就是那些寡妇希腊人的寡妇他们没有被照顾得好。
This is a major problem.
这就是个很大的问题。
Widows are the lowest in the society during those days.
寡妇是在社会里最低级的人。
As they get older, there will be nobody who will look after them.
他们越老就越没有人照顾他们。
If the church do not look after these widows, they will surely starve and die.
如果教会都不照顾他们，他们一定会饿死。
And you just imagine in the church there is a group of widows who are not looked well after.
你可以想象吗？在教会里面有一组的寡妇没有被照顾。
What kind of testimony will this give to the people of the world?
这将会是怎样的一个见证呢？对世界上
，The name of Christ will be dishonored.
基督的名将会被损。
Moreover, Those widows that were neglected were those from the Greek-speaking Jews.
再加上被忽略的寡妇都是那些说希腊话的人。
This will surely be a major cause of unhappiness.
这一定会成为那个令人不满的地方。
It's just like in Singapore, if one race is not well looked after, Singapore will go into chaos.
就好像有如新加坡，如果有一个种族没有被照顾得好，新加坡一定会混乱。
So this was a problem.
所以这是个问题。
It needs to be solved.
一定要被解决。
So who to solve it?
但是由谁来解决？
Should the 12 apostles solve the problem?
应该由那个十二个使徒来解决这个问题吗？
But if they concentrate on solving this problem, then they would have neglected their main duty.
但如果他们要来解决这些问题，他们主要的侍奉就会被
忽略。Verse 2 tells us it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
第二节就告诉我们十二个使徒不应该去管理饭食。
Their main duty is to preach the word of God.
他们的主要的侍奉应该是传讲神的话语。
It is even clearer in verse 4.
这个在第四节更加的清楚。
Verse 4 says, But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
第四节告诉我们，但我们要专心以祈祷、传道为事。
Take note of the word continually.
要就是要注意的是专心。
It is your main duty.
这是他们的职责。
They should not be distracted from this duty which God has given to them.
他们不应该被分散注意力，就是神所给他们的职责。
If they are to care whether all the widows will receive food and appropriate finances, they are not going to have the time to study the word of God.
如果要是他们要去管理这些寡妇的饭食，他们就根本没有时间去读上帝的话语。
Remember, we have at least 8,000 people at this time.
现在我们要记得的是，在这个时候我们有8000个门徒。
Imagine if I have to visit 8,000 people and care for their whether or not they have enough rice. Do you think I have time to study the word of God?
想象一下，如果我们现在需要去照顾8000个门徒，我们还有时间去读上帝的话语吗？
You just ask preacher Yiting.
你问问叶传道。
Chinese congregation, how many people?
华人部有几个人？
If he's going to visit everyone, I don't think he has time to prepare the Sunday sermon.
如果他要去探访每个华人部的人，他有时间读上帝的话语吗？
So therefore, something else must be done to solve this problem.
所以我们要做另外一件事来解决这个问题。
The apostles were to give themselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
使徒必须传道。
Who are like the apostles today?
谁好像我们的使徒呢？
Well, there are no more apostles today because there are only 12 appointed by God.
我们现在没有使徒了，因为只有十二个被立定的。
But the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word still carries on today.
但是祷告会和传道都还有继续下去。
The ones who are responsible for this will be the pastor, the preachers, and the elders of the church.
所以牧师、传道和长老都会他们的职责就是这个。
This is their duty.
这是他们的职责。
In fact, it's not just their duty; it is a charge. Serious duty.
这个就是不只是职责，就是一个非常重要的工作，他们必须得做的。
If not, God will hold them responsible. They must spend their time sincerely studying the Word of God and teaching the people God's Word.
他们得忠心地学习神的话语，然后把神的话语教导给会众。
Because it is by the Word of God that people will find salvation.
因为这是从神的话语中，人们才可以得到救恩。
And it's by the Word of God that people will know how to live as a Christian.
从神的话语，人们才可以学习得到要怎样过一个基督徒的生活。
If the pastor and the elders and the preachers they do not preach the Word of God, the church will surely die.
如果长老、牧师、传道的都没有传讲神的话语，教会必定会死。
So therefore, there is this need for deacons.
所以我们需要执事。
This is the need for deacons. Point one.
为什么我们需要执事？这就是第一个他要。
So therefore, they are to appoint among them men that would help them and assist them in this particular area of ministering to the widows.
所以就是要在这个时候立定人。 来侍奉这些寡妇。
In application for the church, the deacons are necessary to take charge of administrative issues such as logistics and the finances and looking after the finances of the church or assisting in looking after the finances of the church so that the elders, the pastor, the elders and the preachers may be able to concentrate in preaching the Word of God.
在教会里，执事必须要照顾教会的物流啊，那些钱财问题，还有行政的事项。这样的话，牧师才可以很好的去学习传讲神的话。They
should be serving tables.
执事必须管理食饭食。
The Chinese has it as 饭食，管理饭食 and the English has it as serving tables. Serving tables give a literal translation. It sounds strange, but it's okay.
就是要每一张桌子都去分饭的意思，在英文的讲解。
Well, the word 饭食 or tables in English does not necessarily mean 饭食.
Okay, 华文圣经这样子翻译就是要供给饭食，但是在英文的圣经的意思不止，就是他们的侍奉是不只是要给饭食那么简单而已。
Correction, not in the English, but in the original Greek.
对不起，但是那个是在原文里是这样讲的。
In fact, the word table here can also include finances.
在这里华文圣经里说的饭食，在英文里其实也是在指的是管理财政。They
are to help in this area. They are to assist.
执事必须在这方面要处理，要帮忙。
They are not to do the job of the apostles, and they are not to do the job of the elders.
执事不可以做使徒所做的工作和做长老所做的工作。They
are to support.
他们是要扶持长老们。Let
me give you an example. It will be easier to understand.
让我来给你们一个例子。In
an army, there will be some people who will go out to fight first, right?
在兵营里一定会有一些人出去打仗。And
there will be some people who will be behind the war front, and they will support these soldiers.
一定会有一些兵留在后面来扶持这些在前线打仗的兵。Those
men who have been in army will know what I'm saying.
那些有当过兵的人一定会明白。There
will be the signals group.
一定有那个信号的人。
And there will be a logistics group.
也有物流的，管理物流的人。I
used to be in the signals group, so let me explain the importance.
传道是在信号的组里。
Long time ago, of course, there was no signal set. There was no such thing as signals. But last time, how do they communicate?
但是以前的人是怎么样沟通的呢?
They will use horses, right?
他们会用马,
if you see Romance of the Three Kingdoms, I'm sure since it's a Chinese congregation, many will watch it. Romance of the Three Kingdoms, how do they communicate? They will use things like horses to bring letters from one place to another place.
在三国演义, 人们都是用马来传递信息。
You have a general that gives the order.
有一个将军他会发号施令。
Now, if there's only a general and you don't have these people to bring the letter from one place to another place, and then you need the general to do it, how to fight the war?
如果将军没有这些人来传递信息, 然后要由将军自己来传递信息的话, 那怎样打仗?
This is the same for the signals company.
所以信号公司也是一样。
And sometimes it's all dependent on one person.
然后有的时候这是靠一个人做。
That one person does not do his duty,
如果一个人没有做好他的职分,
the entire war is lost.
就那个整个战争输了。
I am aware because one of my friends failed to do his job properly and the whole exercise failed.
我们很明白，因为传道的朋友没有把自己的责任做好，结果整个练习就失败了。
And we have to do the exercise again.
然后他们必须得做那个整个东西做多一次。
Thank God it's only an exercise, not a war.
对，感谢神，这不是一个战争。
Now we apply this to the church.
现在我们把这个 放在教会来上看。
Without the deacons, if the preachers, the elders, and those who are teachers, right, in the church, they will not be able to function well.
没有了执事, 那长老和牧师, 他们是当老师的, 然后他们就不可以, 很好地做他们的工作。
That's why we need deacons.
所以我们需要执事。
So those who are deacons in this church and those who possibly may be nominated to be deacons, please know your importance.
所以那些做执事的, 还有想要做执事的, 请你们知道这个重要性。
Do not fail the people.
不要对不起会众。
My friend did not do his job, the whole exercise failed.
他的朋友在那次的练习没有做好, 迟到了,练习失败了。
If the deacons do not understand their function and do not do their function well, the whole church can die.
如果执事不明白自己的职责，不明白就没有把工作做好的话，教会就会失败。So
since it's the deacons are very important, we need to know what are the qualifications for a deacon.
既然执事是个很重要的职分，我们必须也知道执事的资格。Who
can be a deacon in the church?
谁可以当执事？
The world will look for this kind of qualifications.
世界一定会看，他们会要这样的职。
Especially in Singapore, we'll probably look for these following qualifications.
尤其是在新加坡，我们一定会要有这样的资格。
Who has money?
谁有钱？
Who has education?
谁有教育？
Who looks very handsome?
谁长得好看？
Like those in the Hong Kong movie, must have many muscles.
就好像那些香港电影里的有很多。
So we look around. Let's see. Chinese congregation, who has the most muscles?
好，我们看一看在华人部谁有最多的肌肉。
Who is most intelligent?
谁是最聪明的？
Let's see. Elder Ho, is he handsome?
我们的何长老帅吗？
He's elder, no, he's not even deacon. Wow, if he's not even handsome, well, cannot be elder.
所以是不是他如果都不帅的话，他可以做长老吗？
Does elder has money?
和长老有钱吗？
No money, cannot.
没钱不可以做。
Otherwise, how can the church survive? No money.
要不然教会怎么持续没有钱？
Does the elder have PhD?
长老有博士职位吗？
Oh, now Singapore, you don't even have a PhD, you cannot watch a test tube.
在新加坡，如果你连博士职位都没有的话，连那个
都
不能洗了。
If we go by this kind of qualifications in the church, we are finished.
要是我们是看这样子的资格的话，教会就完了。
Because we are not a nation.
因为我们不是个国家。
Singapore, when they choose their ministers, like the prime minister.
当新加坡选择总理的时候。
Of course, we have to look for all these things because Singapore is a nation.
我们就必须看这些资格，因为新加坡是个国家。
I don't think you will select somebody with no education to be your prime minister.
我想你们也不会选择要一个没有教育的人做总理。
But we are not a nation. We are a church.
但是我们不是个国家，而是个教会。
A church does not go by worldly qualifications, but goes by spiritual qualifications.
一个教会不看属世的资格，而是看属灵的资格。
It must be according to the word of God.
这一定要是根据圣经的。
And the word of God tells us in verse 3.
而神的话语在第三节告诉我们
that this man must be man of honest report.
这些人必须是有 好名声。
They must be full of the Holy Ghost.
被圣灵充满。
And they must be full of wisdom.
他们也要是智慧充足的人。
What do we mean by man of honest report?
好名声是什么意思？
It doesn't mean that you must be famous like a Hong Kong star.
这不是好像要那些像那些香港明星那样出名。
Neither does it mean you must be as famous as a soccer star.
也不是像那些踢球的人员一样。
You don't need to be a Cristiano Ronaldo.
你不需要像一个
像那些
踢球的明星啊。
这里。What we mean by honest report is that a man lives a life of integrity.
有好名声的意思是指这个人要有一个正直的生活。
He is honest in his dealings with people.
他对人的关系是老实的。
He is not a liar.
他不讲骗话。
How do Singapore select their ministers?
新加坡是怎样选他们的部长？
How did this nation become prosperous?
这个国家是怎样繁荣的？
One of the important things are what is that our ministers we make sure that they are honest men.
其中一个重要的资格就是我们要确保部长们是正直的人。
This is one of the things that Lee Kuan Yew make sure.
这就是李光耀所要所要的一个确保要有的。
If the world thinks that this qualification is important, all the more our deacons must have this qualification.
如果世俗的人都知道这个是很重要的一个资格，那教会更加必须得知道这一点。
Remembering they are handling things such as food, such as finances, such as logistics.
要记得这些执事必须得承担那些财务的问题，财务上食物的工作。
And if you get one that is dishonest and one that will want to steal from the church finances,
如果你找到了一个不老实而是想要偷取教会的钱财的人，
Not only will the church die,
教会不只会死。
Imagine if the church goes to court,
想想如果教会去到法庭里的时候，
What kind of damage it will do to the name of Christ?
这些是会怎样有损基督的名呢？
Therefore, the deacons must be men of honest report.
所以这些执事必须得有好名声。
They must be blameless in their behavior.
他们的本身自己的行为要没有过犯。
It's not that they are sinless.
这不是在说他们没有罪。
But when they know that they have sinned against God, they will quickly repent. And make sure that they are clean before the people. The next one, full of the Holy Ghost.
第二点就是, 圣灵的充满。
Now when we say that they are full of the Holy Ghost, we means that they are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们说他们被圣灵充满的话, 意思就是, 就是被圣灵充满。
You can also see the fruit of the Spirit in them.
你也可以看到, 圣灵的果子在他们的身上。
That means they must be like Christ in their conduct.
他们就是必须得像基督。
They are not to be like the people of the world.
他们不应该像世俗的人一样。
They should be humble.
他们应该是谦卑的。
They should be full of joy in Christ.
他们应该是以主为喜乐的。
They should be everything that Christ stands for in their testimony.
他们应该是在 他们应该是在见证上都是以基督为榜样。
And this is further clarified by the term full of wisdom.
所以这就是在第三点智慧充足的人。
Full of wisdom, please do not think that this means that they must have educational qualifications.
智慧充足的意思并不是他们在教育上非常的有教育。
Neither does it refer to worldly wisdom.
这也不是在指世俗的那些智慧。
It does not mean that they must have knowledge how to make the church make money.
他们不应该有那种智慧，就是要怎样让教会更加的有钱。
When we see the word wisdom here, it refers to the wisdom of God's word.
这个智慧指的是在神的话语上有智慧。
The wisdom that is found in the Holy Scriptures that you hold in your hands.
这个智慧就是在我们的圣经。
This means that deacons, they must know the word of God very well.
也就是说，执事必须得认识上帝的话语。
Deacons must take every opportunity to study the scriptures.
执事必须得用每一个机会来读上帝的话语。
And not only must they take every opportunity to study the scriptures, but they must make sure that their whole life is like that of the scriptures.
他们也必须确保自己的生活 一辈子都要像，都要有如圣经所说的。
That means they must obey God's word.
也就是说，他们得听神的话。
They must live it out in their life.
他们要活出神的话语。
It's not just whether they can tell you the answers.
这不是在说他们只是可以给你圣经的答案。
You see how Christ is like?
你看得到基督是怎样的吗？
They must be like Christ.
他们必须像基督。
There is no lower standard than this.
没有一个比,
they cannot go lower than this standard.
他们不可以, 降低自己的水准。
This is the high standard of deacons.
这就是执事, 做执事的资格。
And then if you look at verse 5,
我们看第五节,
it said that the saying pleased the whole multitude.
大众都喜悦这话。
And so that's why there is an election.
所以就有了一个, 拣选的时候。
There is this public affirmation that these people are called to be deacons.
就有这个, 会, 公开的, 拣选执事。
So therefore you must know.
所以你们必须知道。
These people, they know the requirements.
这些人要知道做执事的资格。
And therefore they chose these seven men.
所以他们就选了这七个人。
According to the word of God.
是根据上帝的话语的。
So make sure when the election comes, you also do the same.
所以当选举来临的时候, 你们必须也得做一样的事。
If you choose the wrong deacon,
如果你们选错了执事,
he comes in and ruin the whole ministry.
他就会进来毁掉了整个教会。
You are not guiltless.
你不是无罪的。
Therefore, I think here in this Chinese congregation. That is why this message is selected.
所以我想就是因为这个原因, 这个题目被选,
and they did select wisely.
然后他们也选了非常有智慧的选.
They chose these seven men: Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas.
他们选了斯蒂凡、菲利, 伯罗哥罗, 尼加罗, 提门, 巴米拉, 和安提阿, 尼格拉。
We don't know the life of five of them.
我们不知道这五个人的生活。
They just disappear after this from the scriptures.
他们就在这里被提了过后就不再被提了。
But we know the testimony of two of them.
但是我们知道两个, 其中两个的见证。
The first one was Stephen.
第一位就是斯提凡。
In the later chapters of Acts, you will see how he preached the word of God, and then he stood up for Christ, and then in the end, he was martyred for the faith.
在使徒行传后面, 我们就可以认识到斯提凡怎样为基督的名站出来, 然后最后他为了基督而死。
You want to know a man that is full of faith?
如果你要认识一个蛮有信心的人,
you want to know a man of honest report?
你要认识一个老实的人,
you want to know a man that is full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom?
你要认识这个蛮有圣灵, 蛮有智慧的人啊?
Go study the life of Stephen.
去读斯提凡的生活。
Maybe a king can teach this.
有可能叶传道也可以教这个。
And then we have Philip, who was later also involved in missions.
然后我们有菲利, 他后来也进行了短宣的工作。
Therefore, you can see the blessing that you can get for choosing the right people to be deacons.
所以你们也可以看得到, 如果你们选择对的执事, 所带来的福气。
Verse 6 tells us the apostles laid their hands on them.
在第六节, 我们看得到使徒在 按手选择了这些执事。
This laying of hands means that the apostles identified themselves with them.
这按手的意思指的是使徒认同了他们。
They agree that these deacons ought to be installed.
他们都同意这些执事应该被救人。And not just that, but that
these deacons share the same doctrine as them.
不止这样，这些执事所有的信仰都跟他们一样。
And when the right people are selected, look at verse 7.
当对的执事被选择了之后，看第七节。
This is what we want in Tabernacle.
这是我们要所要的，在帐幕堂里发生的事。
What happened?
什么事情发生了呢?
The word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly.
神的道兴旺起来, 在耶路撒冷, 门徒数目加增的甚多。
We think that 8,000 is a large number.
我们以为8,000人很多。
Now with the installment of these deacons, there were even more disciples.
现在有了这些执事就位后, 我们有更多的门徒。
Because now the apostles can preach the word of God without distraction, the word of God continued to multiply greatly, and even more people believe in Jesus Christ.
因为现在那些使徒可以更加的专心的读上帝的话语，并传讲上帝的话语, 使到更多人可以得到救恩。
And furthermore, we read at the end of verse 7, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
然后我们看最后一句, 就是也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Who are the priests?
这些祭司是谁?
If you read the first five chapters of Acts, you will realize that the priests were the chief people who persecuted the apostles.
如果你看《使徒行传》的前五章，我们可以知道这些祭司是逼迫 使徒的人。
Many of them want the apostles to shut their mouth.
很多人都要使徒闭嘴。
If they can kill them, they will kill them.
如果他们可以杀他们的话，他们很乐意这样。
If they can put them in prison forever, they will gladly do it.
如果可以放他们进监牢，他们一定会做。
But now with the installment of deacons, the preaching of God's word was so strong that even some of these people who previously persecuted the apostles are now converted.
就因为有了执事，现在使到使徒们可以传讲上帝的话语更加的好，所以这些祭司也因此相信了神的话语，然后就信从了他们。
If Tabernacle selects the right deacons according to the word of God,
如果我们的教会选择执事是以圣经的教导来进行的话，
and all of you do so with much prayer,
如果我们也加以祷告的话，
and if the deacons themselves, the deacons who are selected, they prepare in their hearts that I will be the best and faithful deacon that I can ever be, this thing can happen. Do you believe?
如果那些执事被拣选的，他们自己心里也那么的想，你们会相信第七节所会发生的事吗？
Of course, it does not necessarily mean that Tabernacle will necessarily grow in numbers.
但这也并不代表我们的教会就会因此而增加人数。
We are not saying that Tabernacle BP will become mega church.
我们也不是说我们的教会会变成巨大的教会。
We don't want to be like the mega churches out there in the world, even in Singapore. You can see these examples in the papers.
我们也不想成为像报纸上所说的那些大教会。
But what it means that there will be more people that will believe in Jesus Christ?
但这个的意思是说，会有更多的人相信主耶稣。
Those that believe in Jesus Christ will become more and more like Christ.
那些信从耶稣的人会更加的像耶稣。
And when those people who believe in Christ become more and more like Christ, do you not think that other people will be impressed by the gospel of Jesus Christ?
当越来越多人相信耶稣之后，你们会不会觉得会有更多的人就是会更像？
Therefore, if you want Tabernacle BP Church to be this kind of church, please do not treat this passage lightly.
所以，如果你们想我们的教会变成这样的教会，请不要轻看这些话。
When the election comes and then you are asked to nominate, please nominate wisely.
当选举来的时候，你们要被要求投票，你们要好好的选。
And I pray those that will be elected, they may know their duties very well.
我也祷告那些被选上的，他们会把职责做好。
You are very important.
你们是很重要的人。
In fact, everybody in the work of Christ is very important.
其实，在做主的工作的人都很重要。
Jesus Christ says, a person who gives even a cup of cold water to a child,the reward will be given to him. It will not be lost.
耶稣都说了，如果你们将一杯冷水递给一个小孩，这样的事工都不会被忘。
How can verse 7 happen? Let me explain.
所以第七节会怎样发生？
You just think of a church camp.
你们只要想起教会的营会。
Do you love church camp?
你们喜欢营会吗？
I love church camps very much.
我很喜欢营会。
To me, it's like heaven on earth.
就好像天堂在地球上。
Now, if the preacher has to deal with everything concerning the camp, including how you live, whether your rooms are tidy, whether every single bed is pulled nicely, whether the water kettle is working, whether or not you all have proper lunch or proper dinner,Do you think he can preach the camp messages very well?
如果一个传道必须在营会的时候注意到你们的房间啊、膳食啊都有没有被准备好的话， 你们觉得他可以很好的把神的话语教好吗？
But look what we have at Tabernacle BB Church Camp.
所以在我们的教会的营会，你们看看我们有什么。
We have the deacons assisting in the logistics, and we have a camp master who assists the deacons.
我们有执事去帮助这些物流的东西，然后去帮助营长。
Do you live very well in the recent church camp?
你们在最近的营会过得好吗？
Do you eat well?
你们有吃得好吗？
Do you love the food?
你们喜欢那些食物吗？
Do you love the bed in which you are sleeping?
你们喜欢的自己睡的床吗？
I slept very well.
我睡得很好。
And then when it comes to the preaching of God's word, do you love the preaching of God's word then?
然后来到听神的话语的时候，你们喜欢吗？
I'm sure you still can remember some of the lessons you learned at the camp.
相信你们也可以记得你们在营会所学的。
How is this possible?
所以这些是怎样可以行得通？
How is it that at the camp, the word of God that was taught, you can still remember?
为什么在营会的时候传讲神的话语你们可以记得了？
How is it that when you manage to get a good sleep and good food?
为什么你们可以好好的睡觉，好好的吃饭？
Because the deacons and the camp master, they did their job.
因为执事和营长都有做他们的工作。
They were faithful in looking after all your needs.
他们对会员都很忠心的看顾他们的需要。
So when the speaker retired at night, he can just study God's word.
所以传讲在晚上回房的时候，他可以很好的去学习上帝的话。
And so when he speaks to you, can speak such a powerful message that you will clamor, "I want to come back for church camp again next year."
所以当他来传讲神的话语的时候，他可以大有能力的传讲，使到你们都想要回来。
This is verse 7 in action.
所以这就是第七节所发生的事。
And this is just something small that can be done by the deacons.
这就是一件小小的事情，执事可以做的。
There are many much more things that the deacons can do.
执事还可以做很多事情。
So remember this passage.
所以记得这一篇话。
Do not, congregation members, do not neglect your duty to elect the right deacons.
会众不要忘了自己的职责来选择对的执事。
Deacons, please do not neglect your duty.
执事也不要忘了自己的职分。
And when deacons do their work faithfully, congregation members, please do not forget to pray and to appreciate them.
当执事忠心的把他们的工作做好的时候，会众也不要忘了要为他们祷告。
Because they have a very difficult work.
因为执事的工作很困难。
The word deacons.Tells us of a person who is always ready to serve.
执事这个意思就告诉我们，他们是很有准备的，就来侍奉人们。
Both the, you see the word serve tables again in verse 2.
看第二节的管理饭食。
The word 管理。
管理。啊。
The word 管理 is where we get the word for deacon.
这个管理的字就是执事是从这个字来的。
He has the picture of a waiter.
这就好像是一个侍应生的画面。
Standing beside the table.
这个侍应生就站在桌子旁边。
Always ready to serve you.
都是很有准备的，想要服侍这个人。
So a deacon must be ready to serve the Lord Jesus Christ in this area of logistics and administration 24 hours, 7 days a week.
所以执事要非常的有准备的，要去侍奉服侍，每一天每一分每一秒的去服侍人。
It's just like how the preacher and the elder must dedicate themselves to the ministry of the word.
就有如长老传道的人，他们每天都要去学习去
讲道。 The word ministry in verse 4,
在第四节的传道为事这句话
It's also where we get the word deacon
也是我们也是只是从这个字来的
The deacons in the church they serve the tables
只是在教会里服侍饭食管理饭食
The preacher and the elders and the pastor they serve the word
传道长老和牧师他们就服侍神的话语
So it means that in this congregation your deacons I think you know who they are then who are the ones that serve you in the word it would be preacher Ikin and it would be Elder Ho
所以在这间教会我相信你们知道你们的执事是谁所以在神的话语上你们知道传道的人也是谁
Pray for them
请为他们祷告
That they may do their work faithfully
祷告他们会把忠心的把自己的工作做好
That we may see Acts chapter 6 verse 7 in action
这样的话我们就可以看得到使徒行传六章第七节的事情会发生
May God help us last pray
祈求神帮助我们我们祷告
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父
we thank you for your instruction in the book of Acts.
我们感谢你，你的话语在使徒行传里。
Help us to understand the importance of deacons in the church.
帮助我们知道执事的重要性。
And help us to always pray and to support them.
帮助我们每次都要感恩，都要。服侍他们
that they may be faithful in their work
使他们会忠心的在自己的工作岗位上
all these things we ask and pray in Jesus most blessed name
以上的东西祷告感谢奉主耶稣的名求
Amen, Amen.